John chapter 6, verse 35, Jesus proclaims that he is the bread of life. And that was so significant that he said that. Because initially, people were following him because he did miracles. They wanted some of what he had, some kind of gift. And then they wanted physical food, which isn't wrong, but it's just they wanted physical food. And he provided that through the multiplication of the loaves. And then they wanted him to be a political king, this ruler, okay, a prophet. But they had ideas of, you know, when he should be king and what that kingdom should look like. And it should be earthly and strong and military and political. And Jesus had an eternal kingdom in mind. When he said he is the bread of life, yes, physically they receive bread, but he's saying their souls need to be filled. And it's filled only by Jesus. So the bread of life. And he brought both the physical and the spiritual. I want to encourage you as you reach out to different people, as you help people physically, also share with them spiritually. As you share with them spiritually, also meet physical needs. Do both. Jesus, the bread of life, yes, he meets the physical need, but the spiritual need is greater, and he keeps both in mind. He is the bread of life. He's the bread that comes from heaven that gives life to you, to me, to everyone else who will turn to him. Let's turn to him and eat and taste what is truly good.